Mesachet Menachos, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Bav. Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. Ma'akvin Zezeh, the two Seirim of Yom HaKippurim, of which lots are drawn on, one La'ashem and one La'azazel, are ma'akev each other. You can't have one Sar without the other. Shnei Kisei Atzeres. Ma'akvin Zezeh, Shtei Chalos. Ma'akvos Zu'ezu. The two Kisei Atzeres, which are brought with the Shtei Alecha, are ma'akev each other. You can't bring just one kevis. And so too, the two chalos that are brought with the Shnei Kisei Atzeres are also ma'akev each other. You can't bring just one of the Shtei Alecha. Shnei Sedarim. Ma'ak ben Zezeh. The two Sedarim, the two orders of Lechem Apanim, as the Lechem Apanim are put on the Shulchan in Shtei Marachos. And they're ma'akev each other. You can't have just six of the Lechem Apanim. You have to have all 12 on the Shulchan. Hasdarim v'habazichim. Ma'ak ben Zezeh, the two star of the Lechem Apanim and the Bazichim that are put on the two star are ma'ak of each other. You can't put down just the Lechem Apanim, you have to put down also the Bazichim. And so too, you can't put down just the Bazichim of the Levona, you have to have the Lechem Apanim also on the Shulchan. Shnei minim shebenazir. Shlosha shebepara. Arba shebetoda. Arba shebelula. Arba Sheba Mitzorah. Ma'ak ben Zezeh. The two mini lechem that are brought by another after he finishes his nziris, the chalos matos and the rekikim matos, are ma'akev each other. You can't bring just the chalos and not the rekikim, or vice versa. The three things of a paraduma, the eitzeret, the ezo, and the shnitolas, are ma'akev each other. You can't have just one or two of them. The four mini lechem that are brought with the korban todah, chalos matos, Rekike Matos, Solos Mervechet, and Chalos Lechem Chameit, are ma'akev each other. You have to have all four mini lechem in order to bring the Torah. The four items of a lulav, the arba minim, lulav, etrog, hadaf, and arava, are ma'akev each other. You can't take just three of them, you have to have all four minim. The four items of a mitzvah, eitzeret, ezo, shnitolas, and tzipor, are ma'akev each other. You have to have all four of them in order for it to be kosher. Sheba hazoya is sheba para. Ma'akvo izu izu. The seven hazoyas that have to be done after the spray of the para aduma, as the pasuk says, the hiza al nochach pnei oil mayed midama sheba pama. The coin has to sprinkle towards the oil mayed from the dam of the para aduma seven times. Ma'akvo izu izu. They're ma'akev each other that if you're missing one of the hazoyas, then it's not kosher. Sheba hazoyah shall bein habadim. V'sha'ah parochah v'sha'ah mizbach hazor. Ma'ak v'zu azu. The seven hazoyahs between the badim of the aron that is done on Yom HaKippurim, as the pasuk says, v'fnei hakaporet yazeh sheba pamet. These hazoyahs are done with the par Yom HaKippurim and the sar and with the goral with Allah on it l'ashem. They're ma'akiv each other. You have to have all seven hazayas. And so too the seven hazayas towards the parochas and towards the mizbach hazav that is done also with the par and sar of Yom HaKippur and also with the par korn Mashiach and the par hel and davar shel tzibur and sirei avodazor. These seven hazayas are ma'akev each other, as you have to do all seven of hazayas. If you're missing one of the hazayas, then it's not kosher. Sechet Menachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Shiva Kanei Menorah, Ma'ak Ben Zezeh. The seven Kanim of the Menorah in the Beit HaMikdash are Ma'akev each other. The Menorah in the Beit HaMikdash, in order for it to be kosher, has to have at least seven Kanim. As the Pasuk says, Ushisha Kanim Yotzu Mitzi Deha. Six Kanim come out from its side. And you also have the middle Kanim, altogether seven Kanim. Shiva Nerosah, Ma'ak Ben Zezeh. The seven Neros of the Menorah are Ma'akev each other. And on top of each Kanim, there was a nair, a little cleave that holds the shemen and the psilas. And if you're missing one of those nairs, you can't be mad at the other ones. Shtei parshios sheba mezuzah. Ma'ak v'zu azu. The two parshas that are written into a mezuzah are ma'akev each other. You have to have shema and also the parsha of Ahayim Shemoa written into every mezuzah. You can't write just one of the parshas in a mezuzah. V'afilu ksav echad ma'akev. Even one letter that's not written kilchasa would be ma'akev a mezuzah, and the mezuzah would be puzzled. If only one letter is not mukav gvil, that one letter is attached to another letter, in such a case, the homeless visitor would be puzzled. Arba parshios shebetfilin ma'akvo zuizu. The four parshios that are written into the tefillin would be ma'akiv each other, as both in the shayad and in the shalrosh. They have to be written four parshios kadesh v'haya ki v'yacha shma and v'haya imshamo. And if you're missing even one of these parshios, the tefillin will be puzzled, whether it's missing in the shayad or in the shalrosh. V'afilu ksav echad ma'akvin, even one letter that's not written kil chasel in any of the parshios, if only one letter is not mukavil, the tefillin will be puzzled. Arba tzitzios ma'akvay zoezu sharbasa mitvachas. The four tzitzios that you have in the four corners of the baggage are ma'akev each other. You have to have tzitzios in all four corners. If you have tzitzios in only three corners, then it's puzzled, as all four of them are one mitzvah. Rabbi Yishmael oimer arba son arba mitzvahs. Rabbi Yishmael says the tzitzis on the four corners are four different mitzvahs, so therefore, if you're missing tzitzis from one corner, you still have three mitzvahs for the tzitzis on the other corners.